DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble-wubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Can we start with a nice cough from Samantha?
Damn, that's pretty.
And everyone has turned off their headphones.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James with Danny, and Samantha's back, and so is Travis.
Hey.
Yay.
Samantha went on a cruise.
She did. And it wasn't to Portland.
No, certainly was not.
Jerk.
Yeah, Danny's a little butthurt.
Not going to lie. Just feeling a little left out, that's all.
So tell all of us land lovers.
He feels left out on my romantic week cruise with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
You do know he bookmarks everything you put up, right?
Well, yeah.
That's why I post them.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, Danny.
You enable my weirdness.
I think we all do that.
Yeah, you do.
You just take it to a whole other level with Samantha.
Well, if I don't, then, you know, what's the point?
The creepy level.
So tell us about your cruise.
Oh, my gosh. We had a fantastic time. we went on a Disney cruise. Ryan had a cold the week before, and then it transferred to me Thursday before. We left on last Sunday. I got stricken with illness on Thursday. Took a sick day on Friday because I was not in a good place. Saturday was a little rough. Sorry. Sunday was travel day, so that was a little rough as well. And then going through airports doesn't make you any better. So we got there. It was the first cruise I'd ever done for funsies, you know, being in the Navy and out to sea. I've been out on the ocean plenty of times, but, you know, nothing like this because it's an entirely different beast, you know. This is a cruise ship versus a naval working ship. They don't compare to each other.
Yeah, you don't have to work for your supper.
No shit. You just have to go get it when you feel like it.
Oh, gosh, the food. All the food. Yeah, so we got there and got to our stateroom, and it was beautiful. I was sick the whole time, which was awesome. I just had this, like, deep, rattling cough, but it wasn't, like, a constant cough. It was just, you know, every few minutes, every 10 or 15 minutes or so, it was like two heavy coughs, and then it's like back to normal. If I laughed at all, if I laugh today, I'm going to cough, so I will do my best, dear listeners, to
no
mute
laughing.
My microphone
so
when I have to
that
cough.
That just means we're going to make her laugh as much as
like
possible.
Right now, hold on.
Try to. Nothing.
She didn't cut out. Okay. She just paused the microphone.
Yeah, I just turned off the microphone because I don't, you know, your poor ears. I don't care about these guys. I care about the listeners.
Exactly, and that's who's really important here.
Duh. We do this clearly for you guys.
This is for you, Drew.
I actually think we're up to like two listeners now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yay.
I've seen some activity on our Facebook page.
Me too.
So, which is weird.
Again.
I think they're just all friends of Sam, who she's paying.
More than likely.
That's how we got 1,000% increase on our followership on Facebook.
Well, that and you were doing the kindness of actually posting things on,
I'll get back into doing that. We did not pay for the internet package on the cruise because that's a ripoff. So, we had no internet access for the week, which was perfectly fine.
Right.
I was happy with that because I've been online. I'm online constantly because of Radio Hour and stuff like that and posting things, and it's just constant all the time, you know, which is the job I took on and chose to do. So I'm not complaining about it. It was nice to unplug for the week.
That's fair.
But yeah, we did a Disney cruise, and we were on the Disney Dream, which is one of their fanciest and largest ones.
It's awesome.
Oh, it was beautiful. Holy crap. When you walk in, when you embark onto the ship, they they announce your family. So they have two sides, and they'll rotate. Disney Dream, welcome the blah, blah, blah family. And Ryan and I kind of looked at each other and like, what do we say? We are not married. We are, you know.
Well, according to your mother, you are.
We have right? two different last names. So he says Stark. And the girl looks at me and goes, as in Tony Stark? Because she's Disney and super excited. Oh. And I was like, as in? And she's like, Disney Dream, welcome the Stark family. And I was like, cool, yay. Ryan's like, oh, yeah, you've got a cool life. No, it was fun. It was cool. So you walk in, there's this huge, beautiful chandelier. And it's just, I don't know, it was a blast. The first thing Ryan bought was this huge liter beer mug.
Naturally.
Of course. And the only thing you could get into it, or the only thing you could use that mug for is Line and Google Oktoberfest.
Oh, damn.
Which is okay. Which is an okay beer. But you know, that mug is specific for that drink. You can't get anything else in it. So he's walking around the ship, and everyone's like, oh, man. Like, he was such a boat guy. He was more social than I have ever seen him in the last five years that I've known him. He's normally so, like, quiet and like, nah, you know, he's happy to let other people do their thing. But he was, like, the dude. I mean, he was the guy, man. Everyone, like, recognized him, either from his beard or the beer mug or both. He was the dude for Halloween. I'll post a picture of him to our Facebook page. It's fantastic. I was supposed to be a gender bend Walter Sobchak, but I was so sick. I didn't order the rest of my costume. So I just put on some goth makeup and was like, cool, whatever. But
nice.
No one knows.
So, but his costume's fantastic. And give me just 1 second. All right, coughing down. So the food. Oh, my God, the food. Oh, my God, the food. Now, James, you've been on a Disney cruise before.
Yes.
A few times, right?
Twice.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, the food is so good. Holy cow.
Yeah. Now, did you guys go to they've got, like, a special restaurant that you got to make reservations for and stuff? Did you guys do that?
Oh, the two that are on the Dream is called Paolo and Remy. We did not. We did not have that extra kind of money. So we did not do the super fancy places. And
first
we were fine
time
with that.
We did Paolo, but and they didn't have Remy the first time. Remy is a new addition.
Oh, okay.
So, and we didn't do Remy either. So, but yeah, the food is just nonstop and it is amazing.
Oh, yeah. And like your meals are inclusive except for alcoholic beverages. I know, right? Ryan was like, I think this is all free. And then we looked at our bill. I was like, babe, your drinks are not free. And he was like, oh, darn.
Damn it.
No, that's where they get you is alcohol.
Right,
no, that's
yeah.
fair. Because honestly, that would be the first thing I would want to do on a ship is just, you know.
Oh, no, there's plenty to do other than drink. There is so much to do.
No, I'm just saying that would be the first thing I wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the first thing Ryan did do. You know, he got himself
See?
A drink
of
and then
like
he got
minds.
Himself a beer. They have this huge, great scotch and whiskey selection. So he had some whiskey. He had a scotch. I don't remember which one because I'm not well versed in that kind of stuff. And then he saw the beer mug and was like, that. I want that. So,
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but it was like $9 to fill that thing up. But when you think about it, it's about 3 glasses of beer at any bar. So he's actually getting $3 beers, you know, so I think ultimately that was...
That's pretty solid, really.
It was a decent deal, and the mug only cost him $15, so he got a pretty good deal on his beer. And I think that's kind of what saved some of the other money stuff. But so they give you this little card, like your debit card, called the key to the world, and this is your key to your room. It turns on your lights in the stateroom. You buy your stuff with it. You pay for everything with it. And it's this cool little card, and it attaches to the debit card or a credit card, you know, whichever one you have. Well, the thing is, Ryan and I were going to split all of the costs. And we both came in with a certain amount of money, and we're like, cool, let's do this. Well, you can't do that on Disney.
No.
You're stuck with one card. So I felt so bad. So when I was like, okay, everything on ship is attached to the card. Off ship, we'll use my card. Which works fine in Nassau, Bahamas, because you don't use the Key to the World card outside. You know, you use your regular other methods of payment. I had forgotten sunscreen, and my pasty ass desperately needed it, so we went and found some sunscreen. I paid for that. But then you go to Castaway Cay, which, yes, James, oh my gosh, that place was freaking awesome. You go to Castaway Cay, and everything there is attached to the Key to the World card. Because, and I was like, oh no!
Yeah, because that's a Disney-owned island.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, when we got home, I just, you know,
here's all my money.
Yeah. I was like, here you go, babe.
Thanks for covering.
So the first thing I noticed from your pictures is the room that you guys stayed in is the exact same room that Bree and I try and get, the same style.
The veranda with the couch, yeah.
Yeah.
You can fit four people in that room. It's like a family stateroom.
Why would you?
Fuck real.
Well, I know, but like Ryan and I were talking about, and he actually, we picked a room, and he actually, when he booked it, upgraded us, and he was like, no, I want this one instead, because he likes to have room to walk around and sort of spread out, and which is cool, that's fine, you know, and we had the veranda, and that's really what we wanted was the veranda, and we made good use of that, in more ways than one. The veranda was fantastic. It was well worth it, I think. It was such a great time. Holy cow. We're already planning in the next one. We want to do the Alaska cruise next.
Nice. Yeah, Bree and I think the next one we're going to do is the Mexico one.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're thinking. Because it'll just be cheaper on airfare because we just got to fly down to, like, L.A. or San Diego, I think.
Yeah.
Fair.
But yeah, I mean, they're so much fun. Did you do the water slide?
I kept trying to. It was either, like, we did not get a chance to, but I kept looking at it going, we got to do that. And then Ryan said, okay. And then we just didn't. So, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. For anyone who hasn't done it, they have on certain ships, they have this acrylic water slide. So at the very, 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 very top of the ship, it comes out and it goes out over the water. So, like, if that thing were to break, you'd go right into the ocean.
That's not fun.
But for a hot minute, you can look out and kind of feel what it might feel like to fly if you were surrounded by water.
Well, yeah.
Because there's water.
Do they let you go down belly first?
No, they've got, like, these
You're sitting on grass. You're sitting on, like, an inner tube.
It makes it go faster, which is kind of cool.
It's because all four of the ships have a slide. Two of them have the one, like, the Dream, you're on an inner tube and you go through a tube.
Yeah.
And other ones have, like, larger plastic slide. And then there's one for the kids, too, which is more of a sit-on-your-butt slide.
Fair enough.
So how much of the ship did you explore, and when you left, did you feel like, oh, we didn't do that or we didn't do that?
We went everywhere. We made some of the kids' zones. We just wandered. We just walked around. People watched, talked, had a good time. He was getting complimented on his beer mug. And I'm sick
looking
and can
very
barely
talk
for the next couple days. But, yeah, no, we went to, like, a 40 Nightmare Before Christmas sing and scream, which was fun. I couldn't really sing along, though, which made me really sad. They had, like, you know, they had the costume characters. The woman who, they had a Sally meetup right after that, and she looked fantastic. She even had Sally's walk down. You know, she's a little off balance. You know, she's got these tiny little feet. But the woman was fantastic. Looked great, played the part great. We didn't pay for any like the character stuff because that's, you know, they're cute to see. I enjoy them. I love Disney and I love the characters. You know, it's Disney's quintessential part of just about any childhood. So, you know, it's fun to see them, but I don't have kids. I don't need pictures, you know, with all the characters. I'm fine. So,
you do know you can take pictures with your own camera and stuff. They'll let you do that.
Oh, I know that, but yeah. They also had lineup photo, like this ones you pay for. So
yeah, but see, the thing is you can go in that line and they'll take the picture with your camera. It's just if you want the professional one, then you pay for it at the end. So you could have still done that.
Swing and a miss, well, or I mean, Sam?
Well, it's not a swing and a miss for me because the bottom line is that I didn't want to wait in line for a picture with a character. It's just, to me, it's not that big of a deal. I didn't really care. Didn't need it. So that's just me, though. If I had kids, it's a different story, but I'm good. is James making a face like, oh?
No, I was.
That was Dan.
Oh. Like, I don't care. Like, it's fun. It's cool. I like seeing them. It's exciting. It's like, yay, I love that character. But I don't need the picture. I'm good.
Me, personally, I'm kind of a mascot whore when it comes right down to it. Like, I noticed something about myself about 13, 14 years ago, we were at Red Robin, and somebody was dressed up as the Red Robin mascot, and yeah. So I immediately got up, walked over, and I was like, dude, I got to get a picture with you. Took a picture with him, took a picture with the Portland Beavers mascot before they got disbanded, and everybody I ran into in Disneyland the first time we went, yeah, I got a selfie with them.
Yeah, well, and Disney does, I mean, all of their characters, every character they do, I mean, they get professional actors. Costumes are top-notch. And,
oh, yeah.
And a lot of times they school them. The last cruise that Brie and I went on, we did the Star Wars Day at Sea. Dude, these guys were into their roles. I mean, the Imperial guys, not the stormtroopers, but the officers, they kept going around questioning people. They took people to questioning, like people that, like they would question people out, and I was like, okay, come with us. And they would drag people up and take them like two or three floors down or something, and then allow you to escape. You know? So they were incompetent Imperials, but they made like a whole show of it.
Well, isn't that most of them?
Well, stormtroopers.
Yeah, I mean,
the officers
look at their
are
team.
A little more competent.
Varying degrees of bad is still bad.
But I got tons of pictures with characters that the costumes were amazing.
Oh yeah,
the makeup was amazing. You know, you're talking like movie professional level. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why it doesn't surprise me, Sam, when you were saying that the Sally was. I know at Disneyland and Disney World, if you're a princess, you have to go to, like, a university kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Before you...
Well, it's not even just princesses. It's any of them.
Yeah,
any
they have hardcore guidelines.
Have to learn your non-regional diction real well.
Well, you have to learn how to speak like it, walk. Different princesses have different characteristics.
Etiquette classes.
That's why the Snow Whites always have their hands up, because in the cartoon, their hands were up and always doing... Mm-hmm. You know? So, I mean, it's like, next level...
Travis, I'm thinking that's our next, like, motion in life. We need to go out and learn how to be Disney princesses.
So I was Round Tripper the Beaver for a while.
Nice.
I was that mascot. And
that
no,
is fucking badass.
No. out of college, I almost did the Disney internship program, but I've had too many friends that have gone through it. It is the worst slave labor, indentured servitude. It is behind the scenes at Disney, backstage as they call it, is pure hell. So I'm glad you guys had fun, but I'm just thinking about these poor guys
Travis is
that are stuck on this cruise or stuck backstage at Disneyland.
The first time we went on a cruise, we asked about it because my wife is hardcore Disney. She worked at Disney Store. She knows all of that stuff. So we asked a lot of questions about the crew, and even more so on this last cruise. They've made major improvements in the last 10 years with employees.
They're also being watched at all times and listened to on the cruise.
No,
you don't think they're going to... Yeah.
Yeah, that may be so, but if
they're slipping you a little note that says, call the police.
So what they do on the cruises, as far as the employees go now...
You sign up for, I believe it's 3 or 4 months at a time. I want to say 3 months. So you're on one, the ship for like 3 months.
One of the girls was like eight or nine months.
I think some of them even go like for a full year, but then they get like 6 months paid off, and the pay is like as good or better than when you're on the ship. Plus, on the ship, all your meals are taken care of. I know they
literally
really
just have to show up to work
and stuff
so.
Like that. Yeah, I mean, it's not like you can just
right
call in.
Oh shit, dude.
But yeah, we asked about like their living quarters because we know how everyone else is, you
well,
know,
yeah,
on the ship. But it's like the crew has to sleep sometime, right? They have their own kitchen. It's not as good as some of the dining rooms and stuff that you know we have.
Right.
But the quarters are actually pretty good. I think there's 2 to 4 to a room.
Gotcha. Which, in fairness, just kind of simplifies matters. I mean, come on, Sam. Some close quarter action. I'm sure you could appreciate.
Yeah, we were in the Navy. Your racks are 3 stacked, so it's like bunk beds, only 3 of them. So, and they're coffin racks, so it's like a twin bed, and you lift up the bed, and that's where you store your stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah. But yeah, the employees, because Ryan again was just making friends with everybody, and he's like, he says my goal is to get us invited to an employee party.
Nice. That's how you do
it.
Give
them a little more time.
Absolutely done it. But yeah, no, we were asking them the same thing. We sort of like made friends with the there's this little champagne and wine bar called Pink, after the Pink Elephants in Dumbo, and that place was banging. It was really awesome in there. We were talking to the waiter, and you know, Ryan was making good friends with him, and then his other bartender friend Albert. So so I mean, he's making friends left and right. And they have their own events that go on. They have their own parties. They have their own deck area that's just for them, where there's games and stuff like that, and like relax areas.
Nice.
So the employees are treated pretty well. And Travis, you said, how long ago was that?
Oh, I'm old. It would have been 30 years ago. I mean, it was back in the heyday of really when the 2 theme parks and the cruise ships were just ramping up. And yeah, it was a different era back then.
Yeah.
But
man,
still,
you missed
still,
it, bro.
You sit there and talk about their own area, and in my head, I'm going, yeah, it's called the yard. And they have activities like lifting and staying away from, you know,
the
bad elements.
I know the park.
Stay away from the dwarves, man.
Yeah. The parks still have major problems, especially with cast characters.
Oh, yeah.
I hear about that. But I know the ships the ships have to have way different regulations because it's not all American crew.
Right, it's international.
Right.
So they have to abide by far different regulations.
And they have to, the all of the crew and the characters and all of that, they also have to abide by weirder work rules than we do. So,
yeah, because it's maritime.
Yeah. Yeah, and some of them are in their favor, and some of them aren't. But
right.
I mean, you get to spend your life at sea, or at least 6 months, you know, to a year of your time being a Disney character in the sunshine, and
all the kids screaming and crying and loving on you, or just, you know, one or two of them kicking.
And I'm
you
sure if you're young,
taking a piss
and
on your
you know, you don't know what you want to do with your life.
Oh,
what
yeah.
a cool thing to well, do!
Yeah, fucking sure, dude.
I would have done that in my 20s if I didn't go to the Navy. Yeah. Like, I absolutely would do something like that.
The 2 cruises I went on, I would say the majority of the staff is younger.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Again, it's one of those things where. Fuck, if I'd even really even thought about that as a job career move when I was in my fucking 20s, I probably would have pulled the trigger if, you know, other circumstances had been different. But, yeah, honestly, I would have fucking dug the shit out of
and
it.
I
I'd get to go
that
walk
they do
out.
Get
and
days off because they got to – we actually ran into a couple of crew members when we were in Grand Cayman. They were on their day off, so they get to leave the ship. Now, the next time they're in port –
you know, the next week or whatever, they may not have the day off.
Right.
So they do get. So it does make sense. I mean, you're going to get to see the world and get paid for it.
Yeah.
Essentially,
but
know?
It's a young man's game. I mean, you've got to be mobile. You know, not attached to a region. You know, the ability to go off for months at a time. And
it's kind of like flight attendants at that rate. Yeah. I know the flight attendants, they tend to be a little easier off being unattached.
Yeah.
Because
a lot of family.
Yeah, they get on the other side of the fucking world. They're just like, screw it, I'm just going to stay here until the next flight comes around that's going in another direction.
Yeah. Now some of the staff might be older, but it's staff you never see, like the really big restaurants, like we were saying, Remy's and Palo. I know they pay big money to get like. Great chefs.
Oh yeah,
because they want that experience to be good.
So. Oh yeah, no, they have they have Michelin star chefs up there.
Yeah. And like those types of careers, though. I mean, you know, if you go and get that kind of experience as a chef, it might be hard to get work in certain towns. So why not go off to sea and especially if they're going to pay a premium. Mm-hmm. To have you be, you know, their chef. Right.
I'm just suddenly very curious about what Travis's cruise line would entail.
Just simply the norovirus. That's all it would entail.
Oh my gosh, you guys, not another cruise line.
Man.
Like
get
the
your
impractical
virus on your way in and get your puke bag at the door.
You know, we could probably invest in some almost retired cruise ships. Because I know Disney will retire cruise ships if they make new ones. So we can get a few of those old ones and then, like, you know, not another discount cruise line.
Barely seaworthy cruisers.
Bring your own food, water, alcohol.
Yep.
Yep.
We provide the ship. You have to bring everything else.
We're literally going to lock you in these three main floors, and you can do as you will in there. But stay in those rooms.
There's a communal kitchen that's just a couple of heat, hot plates.
Hot plates,
and a microwave.
All we serve is mac and cheese and tater tots.
No refrigerator. Oven that barely qualifies as an oven.
Pretty sure it's only good for warming up hot buckets, and that's questionable.
But you got to wait a few hours because it takes a while to heat up.
Started in the morning, by lunch or late dinner, it's good. It's good. Enough, maybe. Pretty sure it didn't burn out anything that was living in it, but hey, you know, it's warm. Fuck it.
You have a problem? Please see our cruise director, Samantha. And hope that it's not menstruata time.
Oh, shit.
She will not listen to a word you say and simply pitch you overboard.
We do have a working and active plank. It used to be a diving board. Now it's the plank.
Our cruise entertainment director, Danny. We'll see you on the Lotus deck.
It's like, who wants for big divies off the boat? No! Well, you're going!
He just sings the same song over and over.
This is a song that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friend.
Play a different song. He just does it in a different version.
This is a
song that never ends. It just goes on and on. My friend. Yeah.
Just don't do it in the happy birthday tune because you'll get sued.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Well, in international waters, would he?
Maybe. Maybe not. Might fall into
I don't know. I was just trying to make a joke.
Do copyright laws. We'll put Bryce in the crow's nest, and anyone who really gets out of hand, he'll just take him out.
Yeah.
Just trank dart him right on the deck. Just poof.
Oh, I think it's adorable. You think he'll use a trank dart?
Well, it would be a lot funnier just to see, like, the Lido deck completely covered in people who are just passed the fuck out with darts sticking out of their ass. It's like, yep, Bryce got bored.
Didn't see
anybody out of line, so he just figured he'd make them all lay down.
But on the very bottom, that's the crew area, we've got like the best kitchen and all this great food.
And they start twitching, he'll pop them again just to make sure they don't get up for the rest of the trip. We pull into port.
Is he using like elephant tranquilizer?
Trip, man.
Ours are cruise. So I don't remember a thing about it.
I can't feel my face.
Oh,
This sounds like a lot of fun, guys. Not going to lie.
Where can we get a boat?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Disney treats you fucking right. And yeah, it was great. The one thing that we didn't get to do that I was a little sad about, we just missed it. We didn't... Well, so they have live stage performances.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to, like I said, the Night Before Christmas Sing and Scream. And it was just the movie. And it had, you know, the words to sing along to. And I was like, oh, okay, well, just the movie. Okay. And they did a show of Beauty and the Beast. Well, it didn't specify that it wasn't just the movie.
Oh,
and we didn't learn till later that it was the stage show.
Yeah.
And I was very sad that we missed that.
Yeah. Yeah, The last time we went, Brie and I, we saw Aladdin.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. And then we saw, like, it was like an original production, which was all right. It didn't suck, but it wasn't like... You couldn't do The Lion King or something?
I mean, but there's something going on all the time. All the time. And Disney works
really
like clockwork.
You really have to plan your day.
They start on time for everything. If you show up a few minutes late, hoping that they started late, no, that's not going to fly. Disney starts on time with all of their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
we had a fantastic time. anyone who is on the fence about going on a cruise, man, just do Disney. Because every person on the way there that was going to other cruise lines, because they all pull out of the same port. You know, you've got, right. What are the other cruise lines called?
Yeah, I think it's
Carnival.
Carnival.
Carnival, Norwegian. I think it's Princess... Carnival, and I think there's one other.
I think Norwegian cruises come out of there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Norwegian and someone called AIDA, I-A-D-A. They all pull out of the same port, and you can see each other out to sea, but every person we ran into, they're like, oh, which cruise are you doing? Oh, we're going on the Disney Dream. Everyone's going, oh, you're going to have a great time. Oh, you're going to have a great time. And yeah. Every single person we ran into. So Ryan and I were like, all right, we're going to have some fun.
You're going to have a great time. I'm going to have a shit time because I didn't want to go on that one this time. I really want to undercut myself, so I'm doing the Norwegian tour. No.
Actually, Norwegian is... it's in the top five cruise lines. Norwegian's
They're...
Carnival has really dropped off. Princess is hanging by a thread, but Disney is always in the top five, and Norwegian is.
Well, in fairness, Disney is kind of the juggernaut of anything it touches at this point.
Here's the thing, though. Disney is a lot looser on some of the cruise standards. Like Norwegian, I believe.
Like lifeboats?
No. there's like cruise. These may have kind of gone away, but when Brie and I got married, we started looking at cruises.
Gotcha.
Before we decided on Disney, and we learned a lot of the cruise lines for men, they make you bring a tux to dress up, so you have to wear a tux to dinner.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I think that's gone away because I haven't heard much about it, but I haven't really looked at other cruises.
I'm not going to lie. Don't get me wrong. I would have my suit with me, you know, for the nice occasion, but fuck you. I want to wear what the hell I want to wear. This is my fucking vacation,
yeah,
homie.
The only requirement that Disney has for dinner is, like, just don't wear your swimwear.
That's fair. And honestly, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That's completely fair. Other than that,
well,
yeah.
Fancy...
I'd be rolling my kilt.
The super fancy restaurants, like the ones you have to pay for.
Yeah, they have a dress code. But
Paolo and Remy, they do have, you have to wear a jacket.
Oh, that's fair.
And you do have to, so those, the fancier restaurants that you get that, you give that extra money for, you do have to dress up for those ones. But the other ones, you really don't. Like, I did feel a little underdressed at one of the ones we went into. We ate at the Royal Palace the first night.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so underdressed. And
yeah,
I was like, no, it's
really
fine. And I was like, no, I feel like I need to go change because I did have a dress with
nice.
Me. And I was like, oh, I feel like I need to go change. And then we saw the line, and I was like, no, I'm good.
No, we're good. We're good.
Yeah, now on the when you first come on the ship, there's like where the one of the main eateries, because Disney has on their cruise ship, there's like four restaurants that you can, and they rotate between three, so you get you sit with the same people each night.
And you have the same wait staff each night.
Yeah, same.
Gotcha,
it's really
okay.
Awesome. So by the end of the cruise, they kind of know. So, like, if you get the same, like, soda pop by Thursday or Friday of the cruise, it's waiting for you.
Nice.
So
that's pretty cool, really.
Yeah, and there's a you got like a drink waiter and then like a food waiter.
That's fair.
And yeah, it's really cool the way they've got it set up. So it's like each night you're in a different place with a different menu, but your wait staff is there.
So what we did learn was that all the food comes out of the same kitchen. So if you want something off of a different menu that you saw the night before, you can still get it. You can get anything off of – you can get any food item off of any menu except the two fancy places in whatever restaurant you're in.
See, that's something I didn't know.
So
yeah, we now, learned that, and I was like, yeah.
I do have one question for you, if you don't mind me asking. How much did your whole trip set you back?
So we found it at like a Father's Day sale. So everything was, we got our cruise for like half off. And that's one of the reasons we were able to upgrade. It was only, and I say only very loosely, 4,000.
Okay. That's not terrible.
It's not. And look for the deals, look for the time when maybe they're trying to sell, you know, maybe they didn't book out this whole cruise, but just keep an eye out. We're already planning and saving for our next one. We want to do more on the next one, so we're saving up. So maybe for the next two years, and then we just kind of want to go balls to the wall and do more of the port adventures. We want to do more of the stuff you have to pay for.
Right.
Did you guys do a 7-day?
We did a 5-day, 4-night.
Yeah.
And Alaska cruises are only 7-day.
Gotcha.
Just because we like being on this ship.
Well, and in all honesty, the only a cruise-like thing that I've ever looked into that I wanted to do really bad was Viking Cruises does riverboat cruises, and they have one that goes up the Nile and literally stops at every major ancient location along the Nile.
What they don't tell you is you have to row.
No. I've seen their riverboat, and it's really fucking nice looking. The downside is...
That's just the picture.
But the downside is it costs... If for Josie and I to do that trip, just to buy the plane tickets plus the actual cruise itself, which has meals included, you know, all that bullshit, the tours to all the sites and everything, it would cost us $10,000. To get a baseline room, not the high end room. The high end room would run us closer to almost $20,000 to do that riverboat cruise. And they have a cruise up the Yangtze River, which again would definitely be on my bucket list of things to do. That one would only run us $9,000, and I still haven't quite figured out why, because it's a longer cruise and
less stopping.
Well, maybe. The way I figure it, though, is I told Josie, it's like at this point, that's probably the only way I'm going to be able to see Egypt is if we do that riverboat cruise. Because honestly, if I go to Cairo, I'll be there the whole time and I'll be, you know, having fun doing my thing. I'll constantly be a little concerned. Not quite the darkest shade of white that I need to be. But
well, don't go to Cairo.
But that's just it.
There's other cities.
It ends in Cairo, the riverboat cruise. So basically, it starts you at the bottom, at the lowest point near where old ancient Thebes used to be. And it basically walks you up through every major site going all the way up the river. And it's like, fuck, that is the way I want to see it, because those sites are shit I want to see. You know, I don't just want to see the pyramids of Giza and the Valley of the Kings. Don't get me wrong. Those are two really cool fucking things. And my life would be considered complete if I did, but damn, if I had an opportunity to see everything, fuck.
Okay,
yes.
I'm going to save you a bunch of money. So get yourself a plane ticket to Cairo and pack an inflatable raft.
All your pictures will be blurry because it'll be going too fast.
Oh, fuck!
He's hating it because he's swearing at his wife the whole time. Will you steer this damn thing straight?
Keep your fucking oar in the water, goddammit! Rudder control! Rudder control!
Oh my gosh.
3 days in. Damn it, we ran out of hot dogs.
And I can't blow this thing up. We already popped it again.
What do you mean we're out of duct tape?
That would be awful. That would just be awful. But again,
no,
it's like, for me...
Oh, Jesus. Cut everyone's phones today.
All of the phones today. For
what is happening?
Oh, I'm clown shooting because my phone's not off.
Say, my phone is on silent like a professional.
Well, you are a professional. You know better with me, though. I'm not a professional bone in my body. But yeah, so no, it was actually kind of nice to hear about roundabouts where you guys ran for that, because that gives me hope that I'll actually get a chance to do it at some point in my life.
No, at Disney Cruise, like mid-level, what Brie and I usually do, we end up spending $5,000 to $6,000.
See, and honestly, when Josie and I did our Paris trip for a week and a half, Jesus, jumped up, Christ. Somebody really wants to talk to me.
Take it. Take it.
All right, I'll talk to you. Oh, on the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, hoy hoy.
You got to put the mic in front of your mouth.
Nothing like good old U.S. bank scams. Thank you.
Yay.
Oh, I appreciate those. You so much for just being a raging cack.
But yeah, when I think around about what James said is, so the cruise itself, I think, plus the airfare, which we did not go through Disney for, because their website said you can't do that, but when you call, you can.
Yeah.
So make sure you go through Disney for everything, because we ended up spending a little extra money having to go through,
go through separate
airline and stuff like that. And then the other thing is the gratuity.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Ryan was tipping throughout the whole thing, and that's something we learned, is like there's an automatic gratuity to every service.
Gotcha.
And at the very end, they do a lump gratuity for your wait staff and your stateroom host or hostess. Our dude was awesome. His name was Suda, and he took such good care of us and made us feel so great, because every time you see him, he's like, oh, hello, Miss Samantha, Mr. Ryan, how are you today? And it was just every time we saw him, it was just a big smile, so it was great. They get money at the end,
gentlemen.
So don't do extra tips, because you'll get it at the end, and you can adjust it to be more or less at the end as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
So,
but your guy, was he kind of a short short elder guy, maybe from Asia, Southeast Asia?
He was from Indonesia, but he was taller.
Oh, see, because the last cruise we had a guy just like that.
Nice.
But he was a short guy, and I think it was somewhere Southeast Asia area somewhere. Not Chinese, or, you know, he wasn't
right.
But yeah. Great guy, and always had the best stuff. Whatever. So you leave your stateroom for the day, and they come and they clean up and everything. When you come back at night after dinner and you're ready to go to bed, they've got a Talagami animal.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's different every night.
Nice.
And every time we go, we save it. So by the end, we have like this menagerie of Talagami animals.
Well, and again, for me, it was a matter of like when Josie and I did our big Paris trip. And again, that was a week and a half where we spent there. And I think grand total, flight plus hotel and everything, because we booked it all in kind of a bundle, and we had only taken about $500-$600 with us for the whole trip.
Yeah.
We ended up grand totaling at about $4,500.
Yeah.
And we had a fucking amazing time. Highly recommend it to those who ever have a desire to go to Paris. Go around Christmas. I mean, the lines were a shadow of what I've heard they can be, especially during the heavy tourist season. Dude, we got into the Louvre, and maybe it might have been a good 30-minute wait, tops. I was hearing tales from people inside talking to me like, oh, yeah, this is like the third time I've come this year. Fucking during summertime, man, we're out there for almost 2-3 hours just waiting to get in. And it's like, fuck that.
There are certain places that I would like to go to, but it has to be like Christmas time.
And that's the thing.
There are certain times a year that I have to be.
On Christmas Day, we decided to do Tour de Macabre. I don't know why we decided to do this. We woke up on Christmas morning.
You're you.
Well, that's true. We went to Pierre Lachaise, the cemetery where Jim Morrison is buried, and Frédéric Chopin and a bunch of other guys, Oscar Wilde and shit. So we went and we walked around there in the early morning, and then after we got done with that, we came back, had lunch, and decided, let's go to the catacombs today. So we went to the fucking catacombs on Christmas Day, and we're 600 feet below the surface of fucking Paris, and it was really weird, but it was really fucking cool. And yeah, and then we finally got done with that, we came out, it was now dark, and it was like, Well, shit, let's go to Notre Dame. So we went to Notre Dame, and we went down into their fucking crypt, and I was like, wow, I had to make it weird, didn't I? And we went up, watched the Christmas service, and then we ventured back to the hotel, and I was like, wow, we looked at a lot of dead people today. You know, for Christmas and all that. That's
Merry
definitely
fucking
a
Christmas.
I will be honest with you, I didn't plan that, but it just kind of happened that way. But yeah, we had a fucking great time, and again, there were no lines. It was a little cold, granted, and
Paris in winter.
Well, the day we originally went to go up the Eiffel Tower, there was a fucking massive line. Like, we got there kind of late night, and I guess everybody loves to see Paris at night. And so we're like, screw it, we'll come back tomorrow, right? So we came back the next day, it was fairly early, and the line still kept us out there for the better part of an hour. But the winds had kicked up, so nobody could go to the top. The highest we could go was the second tier, and it was like, man, this is bullshit. And then I get up to the second tier, it's like, holy fuck, this is still really a ways up here. So I was like, okay, yeah, no, that's fine. After that, we went to, like, Sacré-Cœur or somewhere like that and went up into the bell tower, and we were all alone. It was fucking great. It was like, dude, yeah, Christmas time in Paris, probably my ideal location, and if I ever do decide to go back, that's when I'm going back. Because I'm not going to deal with fucking tourist season in Paris. No, thank you. But no, that's good to know about how much it ran, because then it seems reasonable. It's not outlandish like the Viking Cruises quotes are. And it's like, fuck me, I don't think I'm ever going to get that. Come on, Lotto. Come on, Lotto. Daddy wants to go on a cruise.
That's kind of a nice little segue, though. I mean, you were talking about you've been to Paris and Samantha just came back. What is, like, the one place that you really want to go to on Earth that you haven't, but you'd like to see before you die? And when would you like to go?
I have my locations, and Josie and I have our lists. For me, I need to see Scotland before I die. I need to see the Highlands of Scotland. It's kind of something I've wanted to see ever since I was, let's see, I would have been 6 years old. I heard about the Scottish Highlands, and I saw some pictures in one of those fucking, not the encyclopedia. Yeah, no, it was an encyclopedia, like the fucking long, you know, row of books. Yeah, I saw some pictures of Scotland in there, and from that point on, I was like, dude, I have to go there. I have to be up in those hills at some point. And that has been on my bucket list ever since. Paris was Josie's first choice, and since I gave her first poll, that's why we went to Paris. And honestly, I always wanted to see it too, so it just kind of worked out. England was a coordinated one for her grandmother, but definitely was on my list and the closest I ever got to the Highlands, so I'll take it. But yeah, the Scottish Highlands have been on my bucket list the better part of my entire life.
What about you, Samantha?
Ireland, Scotland would be the two places that are pretty equal to me. Maybe Ireland just a little bit more above Scotland. So I don't really have a when, just whenever. I always try to travel sort of during the off season because it's cheaper.
Right.
Yeah.
But just at any time, I would like to go there. My mom's number one place she's always wanted to go she's still with us, is the Great Wall of China.
Nice. Oh, that's a good one.
That's her number one. That's something she wanted to do. When I was living in Korea, we tried to get there, but the tour was already full, and there was no way to get to it. So that's something that I would love for her to be able to do. So I would like to go with her because I'd like to see it too, of course. But yeah, Great Wall of China's hers. But I've seen a lot of the world, but there's still so much more to go.
What about you, Travis?
Australia.
Exact
wish.
Such a liar.
I am absolutely lying. Yeah, fuck Australia.
I was going to say, Satan's
everything
playground,
trying
bro?
To kill you.
Yes, there's no fucking way. All of the British Isles, all of it, and I don't think I've got one that rises. I would love to have the means to do like 6 weeks or 2 months and really just spend time in England and Ireland and Scotland and Wales and just really dig into the history and the culture and everything. My entire family, I mean, my lineage is all British Isles and 164 Chickasaw Indians. So I go straight back to those Isles, and that's where it all starts. But beyond that, because, man, we're really white because we're all saying, oh, Scotland, Ireland, England. I've also always wanted to do Japan. I've wanted to do.
Me too.
And
I've been to Japan, yeah.
And check out the big cities to the countrysides to see that culture as a child has always fascinated me. And
you and me both.
Yeah. So I think Japan would be really big on my list. And there is no particular time of year for me. I don't think it's specific. I mean, both times I've gone to New Orleans have been in August, so I don't pick the smartest times to go somewhere. But probably the British Isles and Japan.
Well, and that's funny because honestly, for Josie and I, Japan is her next top tier. It is. Well, she has family there, and you know, when I was a kid, we had an exchange student named Eddie. And she still lives over there, too, and I still talk to her on the regular, and it's like, dude, I really would love to just be like, hey, we're coming out that way. Can you help me find stuff?
No, stupid American.
The one thing about Japan, though, and this was something I wanted, was not only to see, like, the countryside in general and how beautiful the landscape is, but I want to walk up Mount Fuji, because mm-hmm. that's something you can do. Mm-hmm. But it has to be during a certain time of the year. Otherwise, you can't do it. That was something I always wanted to do. But honestly, for me, it's like Scotland was always my top. Mostly because it got, you know, seniored in for the most part. But there were two other places that honestly held very strong significance that I always wanted to see. And that was Machu Picchu and Egypt. And those two in and of themselves, it's like, I have always desired to see these ancient sites and just kind of behold the ground that, you know, ancestors before ancestors before ancestors really had control over their domain. You know, and then we talked about, like, Mexico and, you know, seeing the temples down there, too, the pyramids and shit. And it's like, dude, fuck yes.
Well, hey, if you do a Disney cruise,
yeah,
you can get close to some of those temples.
Does Disney Cruise go through
yes,
the temples?
They do.
Oh, okay. So I have something new to sell to the wife.
Yeah.
if you go the Western Caribbean, there's an island. I'm blanking on the name. But they will take you to, you can either go to, like, take a bike tour to one of the temples.
Nice.
Which is awesome. Or they'll take you to this little village that if you follow the road, they won't let you do it. But if you were to follow the road, the ancient road, it'll take you to the coast, and then you, by boat, go to the mainland to the other road.
Nice.
They used to, we learned this, they used to paint the roads white so you can see them in the moonlight as you're traveling.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Really interesting. We also
that's smart, really.
Sat next to what either could have been some sort of animal trough or blood sacrifice basin.
It might have also just been a blood basin. Well, when you slaughter your own animals, dude, you got to have a place to catch.
Got to see an ancient well.
Just saying.
Yeah, we went to like the village square.
Nice.
It was really cool and really creepy.
See, and that's something I might shop to Josie because it's like her and I, we've always kind of been on the fence about cruises. You know, all you hear is horror stories for the most part.
I think the one that goes from San Diego down to Mexico takes you to ruins, too.
Dude, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
I love the ancient world. And honestly, the only other locations that I had on my list, and it gets a lot shorter from here, is Germany and Switzerland. I have very strong ancestry that comes from Germany, so there's a very strong pull for me. But Switzerland, again, it's one of those places that every time I've seen any images of it throughout my life, a part of me just screams, I need to be there. I need to smell that air. I just need to stand there for just a day or two and just breathe it all in. Because that's basically where I'm at. Josie, she's Mexico, Japan. She wants to go to China, which is kind of tough these days. Not that I don't want to. I really, really do. It's just, sweetheart.
We'd have an easier time getting into North Korea.
Really would.
technically, yes. If you go to South Korea, do the DMZ tour, and you walk around in the conference room, they'll let you walk all the way around the desk, and you are in North Korea on the other side of that desk. So,
oh, that's right.
I've been to North and South.
By definition.
Yeah, exactly. And you get a little certificate from Pyongyang that you did that and you were at the DMZ and you haven't been in North Korea. So they give you like a little, like it's really cool.
You have to
straddle
the line.
It's a little scary to be there
at the same time.
Because they do have snipers trained on you all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So they tell you don't raise your hands, don't point, don't make any sudden movements, just, you know, and they have tours too. So when their tourists are out, we can't be out. When our tourists are out, they can't be out. So they communicate and rotate.
And they have a different kind of at-ready stance. I can't remember what the hell it was called, but isn't the soldiers that are inside the actual meeting room constantly poised, I guess? As opposed to, like, most soldiers will just stand stock straight up, you know, and just be very
No, they're
tight.
Guns at the ready.
No, their fists are balled up at their sides, and their elbows are cocked back, and their stance is a little bit wider. This is something I think I saw on Globe Trekker a long time ago, but, yeah, it's – I think they called it tiger stance or something like that.
They were at attention. I didn't see any
yeah.
sort
and
of different
tried.
Stance.
Well,
but
right.
they stare at each other all day long.
Those poor
all
bastards.
All shift long, the two of them.
I have to wonder if, like, after they...
They were just in position. There was no, like...
I have to wonder if, like, after all the tourists leave and it's just, like, the soldiers inside that room, if they're like, oh, fucking thank God, dude, that's over.
It's like that Looney Tunes cartoon where it's the coyote and the sheepdog and they clock in.
Right.
Morning, Frank. Morning, Sam.
Morning, Sam.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The other thing they do is on the outside when the... Folks who are standing watch on the outside, they're half behind a wall and half looking to make sure you're a smaller target for the other to hit.
Lovely.
Just peeking over the wall.
No, it's an eerie place to be, but it's fascinating. Highly recommend. Yeah, Korea had been my number one place to go since I was 8 years old. And that's because the martial art that I did was from Korea.
Nice.
And it's a place I've always wanted to go. And then I not only... had the luxury of visiting, but I got to live there. I lived in Korea for 2 years, and it was just awesome. And I'd like to clarify, Danny, I was in Japan for training, okay?
Boo! Yeah. You, Sam.
I was there for training, and I wasn't anywhere near any of the big cities, so shush.
She was training to be the samurai she is today.
Fucking hate you.
I was there. I did a lot of drinking. And then we left. I was there for 4 days.
Fucking rub it in, why don't
you?
Oh my gosh.
Jerks.
But anyway, so James, what about you?
For me, I think my number one place, and it's just because of the historical value on
Vancouver,
so
BC.
So many things. Vatican City. And
oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, it's so wonderful.
Fuck you, oh, Sam.
Shut up!
And that's what we're titling the episode.
Fuck you, Sam.
I had to work my ass off to go to these places. I had to take Lee. Okay, you know what? Shush! You should have joined the Navy and traveled the world.
No, I really should have, but there's no way they would have let me in.
I should have.
I've also been to eight
but I didn't
countries
wanna.
In Africa, so...
No,
fuck
me,
you,
like, there's,
Sam.
There's so much history,
and
still,
I lived
like,
in Greece
such...
and in Italy, so shush.
Such a centerpiece for what's going on now, Vatican City.
Well, and honestly, yeah. It's a hub for society as we've come to understand it. Yeah. I mean, honestly, once religion really started taking over,
yeah.
you know, multiple areas of the world, the Vatican City became the centralized hub
yeah.
of order and,
it's
order
right
and
Rome
you know.
Too, which
oh, dude,
I've
fucking win.
Wanted to go to
Rome is
ever.
Yeah, Rome is fantastic.
Fuck you, Sam.
It's crowded. Fuck you, Jenny. It's crowded. And it is Europe, so there's a lot of pickpocketing. Sorry, but there is.
Oh, I'm gonna hate bookmark the fuck out of this.
You want to keep all your cash and cards in like separate pockets, or just get the one that goes underneath your clothes?
Yeah, I actually bought that for Paris. We got recommended the money belt essentially, but it's like a pouch that you can put under your shirt and just hang around your neck, so you can have your wallet in your pocket, which literally has nothing in it except for maybe some spending cash. Everything else is in the money bag.
Yeah.
Or the money belt.
Yeah, I've heard I've heard
passports,
all those stories,
IDs, all that.
I travel with almost nothing anyway, so it's like, fine, take my wallet.
And for me, it was the same.
A lot of uselessness.
When we were in Paris, we basically really utilized the room safe that was there. It's like we had, you know, our important documents I kept in our money belt just out of sheer principle. Although I trusted the safe, I didn't trust it wholeheartedly with my passport. So that stayed on my person in my money belt the whole time we were there.
Yep.
Some spending cash went in the safe, some went in my wallet, and my wallet was gutted. So, yeah, it was just a billfold.
Yeah, if someone stole my wallet in Vatican City, they'd get like
you have
a
such
card.
A pathetic life. Yes, I do. Oh, and now it's yours.
You know, just to fuck with someone, though, hoping they would take it, I would fill it with dick pics.
Oh my gosh!
What would be really
my wallet? Money,
you know that would
money with a picture of a dick in where a person should be.
Dude, I would pack it full of Monopoly money with dick pics. Dick it's like you think you won big, buddy, but you didn't. You didn't. This is a fail on you, and you know it. That would actually make for an interesting horror movie. The cursed wallet. You have to get it stolen from you in order to pass it on.
And it's just overflowing with dick pics.
Just overflowing with
and
dick
not
pics.
Good ones. Just
no,
like
no,
the
like
worst,
those shiesty,
really
like blurry, yeah,
fucking
just oblong motherfuckers. Or yeah, yeah, that'd be good
but
stuff.
Yeah, after Rome and Vatican City, I think I'd like to go to Iceland. Anywhere in Iceland.
Oh yeah,
because that place is beautiful. And then Japan. But I would spend more time in Japan and like the countryside than I would the cities. I mean, I want to hit Tokyo.
I don't.
Yeah.
But
I want to avoid Tokyo like the fucking plague. Honestly,
no,
that is the last
Tokyo,
city I
like,
ever want to go to.
I really, really want to do like the countryside. I want to see the cherry blossom trees.
Oh, yeah.
And the temples and all
they
of
smell
that
so stuff. Good.
And I know it sounds weird.
Fuck you, Sam.
Fuck you, Sam.
Shut up!
But I actually really want to go to that.
Fuck you, Sam. Shut up!
I actually want to go. The place that we're planning on going in Japan is a little city that's literally located at the base of Mount Fuji. So you can stay in the city and walk up the mountain and come back down. You're back in the little town or city or whatever. And it also hosts the suicide forest. And a part of me is like, I don't really want to go in there, but I really kind of do. And it's like,
I hear you, man. I have a morbid streak as well, and I just
again, it's a for me, it's
fascinating.
It's like
it's
a fascinating historical place. There's a reason it's called that.
Well, yeah,
you know?
And don't get me wrong, a lot of it is like, you know, social understandings of how things work over there. But at the same time, it is a place of significance because even people who have gone in there and done like the Nat Geo photo shoots and stuff like that, they tell you it is really fucking creepily weird because of how things grow in there. It's just wrong. It just seems wrong. So somebody who's down on their luck, really pushing out the ass end of their depression or their self-worthlessness goes in there, and it's not hard to understand why it is called what it is called.
And a lot of cabs will not take you there. Like, it's really hard to find transportation to even get there to drive by it.
Yeah. And again, it's one of those things where it's like Romania. I would love to see Vlad the Impaler's castle. Just out of sheer principle, that's fucking impressive. I mean, he was a monster through and through. A complete and total, you know, douche canoe. But
what an eye for interior decorating.
Fuck real. But again, the foundation stone for Dracula and all the things that, you know, we grow up for modern horror and monsters as they are. Yeah. Vlad the Impaler, his Halloween game was ahead of its time, you know. I'm just saying, his decorating game was on point. Literally.
And with that, it's time to close out this episode.
One last time. Fuck you, Sam.
Shut up.
We'll talk to y'all next week. Bye.
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 Shut up.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.